during these years in the 20s and 30s, every November, Dad and Bonnie, their older brother Lou, Ed Bolick, who was one of the summer people that came there, came up from Philadelphia, sometimes one or two of the other Quinns from the islands, North Haven, Owen Quinn, and they all got together, and on the Armistice Day, the 11th of November, they'd head up north. No deer on the coast in those years. And they'd go north to go deer hunting, stay up there for a week or 10 days in a tent and the snow. We always called this the hunting song, and Bon would sing it. But it's titled, which I never knew until I saw it written, this thing written out, it's called Men Will Do It. The eternal call of the forest and the lure of the lakes and streams haunts us all in our waking hours and bedevils us in our dreams. And so when the leaves have fallen and the air gets cold with the snow, we turn our steps to the Norrid and grab up our rifles and go. 20 miles north of Katahdin to the land of the gobie and thrush, to eat canned beans and bologna and sleep on a pile of brush. Wading through swamps and rivers, cold and wet to the skin, with tree limbs poking your eyes out and viciously slapping your chin. Worming your way through the jungle, tired and hungry and lame. If a deer don't jump before sundown, the gall-darn guide is to blame. Climbing o'er acres of blowdowns and ripping your clothes on the snags, and seeing a flash as a deer jumps and getting one glimpse as he flags. Stalking a stump in the jungle, thinking the damn thing's a bear, and plodding to camp in the twilight, hoping the others are there. Smoking your pipe by the fireside and swapping the yarns of the day, praying for snow before morning and hoping to God it'll stay. Sliding in under the blankets with the stove glowing red as a beet, with a flannel shirt as a nightgown and woolen socks on your feet. In the fragrant boughs of the balsam, with a rock gouging into your rump, your head and feet on a boulder, and your diaphragm on a stump. Cozy and warm in the darkness, and wind mournfully sighs through the trees, knowing that after the fire goes out, you're sure as hell gonna freeze. Sleeping men kicking your kidneys, while other ones snore in your ear, drowsily hoping tomorrow will bring you a shot at a deer. Turning out long before daylight, starting the bacon to fry, sticking your head through the tent flap, taking a look at the sky. Drinking a gallon of coffee, hauling your wet rubbers on, dousing the lantern and candle, then out in the cold of the dawn. To the quiet depths of the forest, where only silence prevails, and jumping buck deer by the dozen, seeing only their tails. In the frowning shadows of mountains, the wooded mountains of Maine, and the deathly stillness around you till your eardrums crack from the strain. Walking east by your judgment and sitting down for a rest, taking your bearings by compass and find out you're traveling west. Back into camp to get dinner, hungry and cussing your luck, and a guy 3 miles up the river has shot a 200-pound buck. Into the woods with your axes, chasing the lucky man's track, finding the deer in the jungle, lugging him out on your back. With a pole cutting into your shoulders and your legs bowing out with the load, over the rocks and blowdowns, never a sign of a road. Staggering under the windfalls and stumbling on slippery rocks, with the sweat pouring out of your eyebrows and running down into your socks. That last half mile is the hardest, and when you get back to your tent and hang that deer up by his gambols, well, even your courage is bent. Still that buck will perk up your spirits as he hangs out there in the snow, while the hunter tells how he got him by the candle's flickering glow. And you'll all stride forth in the morning, forgetting the aches and the pain, for nothing will toughen your sinews like hunting the woodlands of Maine. Nothing will speed up your belly like deer liver, bacon, and bread. You shoot 'em and yank out the liver and eat it before they are dead. Then back to your job in the city, or back to your fishing and gear, Wherever you are, whatever you do, you'll be back again in a year. Back to the labor and hardship, to see the gobby and thrush. May your camp have plenty of liver, and your bed have plenty of brush. I did hunt for a number of years, long time. Gives me goosebumps to read that. Just, you know, because all the hunting trips, what I found after the gang was gone, I mean, you know, I went with Dad and with Bonnie and my brother and brother-in-laws, and sitting around camp in the evening was what it was all about. You know, the hunting, once you caught on to it, I hunted quite a while before I caught on to how to shoot a deer, but once I learned how to do that, it didn't last too long. I lost interest in it. We didn't need the meat, but I sure missed getting together in the fall, you know, and everyone gathering at camp at night and telling what deer they'd saw, or if they did shoot one, how it all come about. And so I can just relate to that when I read it and think about they were doing it, and of course others have generations before, and some of the other stories of what had a winters then, and I always hunted here on the coast. We hardly ever had snow. I used to go up there when the snow and the lakes were frozen.